up and coming is our corn amylase trait. Corn amylase is essentially introducing amylase into corn rather than introducing it through enzymes into the ethanol process.
Looking at that in particular, something I wanted to put a special focus on, where are you at in that process, or how would you, are you making any projections at this point on when that trait might be available commercially?
We're in the process right now of gaining regulatory approval on the trait. We have a level of field trials in this year, in 2006, and those will carry on into plant trials in 2006, where we run it through commercial ethanol plants to test the efficacy of the product. Everything to date looks excellent, but we do need to get it into full-scale commercial plants to understand all of the various permutations and combinations of how those plants work. We're anticipating at this point a full launch in the marketplace in 2008.
Give us just as brief a synopsis as you could of what that role is for that in the ethanol making process in these plants.
Well, if we look at a typical plant today that exists in the U.S. and is producing about 50 million gallons of ethanol, they're using somewhere in the range of 150 to 170,000 acres of corn. If we're introducing amylase or corn amylase into that plant, in terms of efficiency gains for that plant and other reasons why they want to use it, what we'll see is that plant wanting to find 150 to 170,000 acres of corn amylase being produced in their area drawn to that plant. So in essence, overnight, you can see a real fundamental shift in how they are going to be demanding corn and buying corn in their area and which hybrids are going to be looking for.
How would you describe the benefit that that offers to the ethanol plant?
For the ethanol plant, there's a couple of things that it will offer. One will be in speed of process, and that's one of the things that we're trying to determine right now, exactly what value and speed that brings to the plant. But we do anticipate a fairly significant gain there. Second, it removes an ingredient step for them. It allows the ingredient to be brought in up front on the driveway when the grain truck rolls up, instead of having to be introduced as a manufactured ingredient later on in the process.
I think we can guess this, but what hopefully will that mean to the corn grower?
Well, absolutely. We want to see value being shared across the value chain with the grower, with the ethanol producer. In some cases, those are the same. Understand that. But additionally, Syngenta expects to participate in that value.
Is there anything else about this particular enzyme trait that you think growers in particular would be interested to know about?
Well, one of the things we're most excited about is the crosses that we've done into our conversions we've done into our hybrids at this point, or inbred lines at this point, has demonstrated no yield penalty and no agronomic penalty in terms of bringing those hybrids out and producing them in the field. So essentially, you'll be able to grow the same competitive hybrids today that you can buy from Garst, Golden Harvest, and NK, and be able to introduce or be able to grow them with the amylase trait.
Some people are a little concerned looking at how much corn is being turned into ethanol, or maybe as we move forward down the road with all these plants being built. What would you say in terms of what, from a Syngenta perspective, on this issue of will we have enough corn to do both feed and fuel the world?
Well, Chuck, we've talked a lot about what we're doing here in the U.S., but really we have to take a real global view when we think about food supply. The world continues to grow in terms of population. We have a limited number of acres, and we have to respect the fact that our primary need is to feed people. That is part of the Syngenta mantra. It's something that we will continue to support. Saying that, we think there's an opportunity to do both grow a fuels business and continue to grow on our foods business. If we look to certain other geographies around the world, we're seeing significant growth in terms of corn or maize yields per acre, and in cereals and in beans and other oilseed crops. So the challenge really for us is to be able to maximize or optimize the yield that we're getting out of those available acres. I don't think, although we've seen a significant shift today in the U.S. With the rise of the ethanol industry and a diversion of corn stocks into the ethanol industry, I think on a global basis that really has balanced itself out.